The NFL has incredible appeal and intrigue, and a big reason is the enormity of every game.
I'm going to give you everything I've got. I'm going to land on the field.
And then there's the December division games.
Hey, it's showdown. You feel me? One of the oldest rivals in the game. We're going to show you how to make black turn red.
For the Kansas City Chiefs, there's always been something special about Raider Week. In the early days of the franchise with Lamar Hunt to quarterback Len Dawson, later to Marty Schottenheimer, the Raiders have always served as the team's biggest rival. But 2015 brought a new chapter to the rivalry. Marcus Peters, the standout rookie of the Chiefs, actually hailed from Oakland. So with the Chiefs riding a 5-game winning streak, Peters entered the black hole donning the red and gold for the first time.
It was clear to anyone watching Marcus Peters throughout the pregame festivities in Oakland that the young Chiefs corner was determined to make an impression in front of his hometown crowd. But as the game got underway, it seemed the Raiders' offense was just as eager to make an impact.
Latavius Murray in the backfield gets the handoff and going straight ahead.
Third down and less than a yard on the first possession of the game, and Murray tries right side, he's got a first down.
And off Murray bounces outside, 40. Murray breaking free, far side of the field, 35, 30. He's out of bounds at about the 29-yard line.
First drive for either team at 10:30 to go, first quarter. Long count. Carr, handoff, Murray, dragging, reaching out, touchdown. The Raiders go right down the field on the first drive of the game.
You know, throughout my career, coming up here and playing is difficult. You know, when a team take a lead like that and when they score the way they know how to score and move the field, yeah, it's difficult to win. But with our team, it's different.
It has never been easy for the Chiefs to win in Oakland. The fans are menacing, the field conditions rarely ideal, and the Raiders teams, whatever their record at the time, always seem to play their best when the Chiefs are in town. Falling behind early can only worsen those conditions. After the Raiders' 9-play 80-yard drive to start the game, the Chiefs' offense needed to respond.
Tight right, play action fake, slant, yes. Caught by Macklin, and Macklin dives ahead to the Oakland 37-yard line. I formation lead play. West right up the gut. 30-yard line. Has got a first down as he lunges to the 26 of Oakland. It's 3rd and 9 Kansas City at the Oakland 26.
Smith on the move. Throwing. And that's complete. Inside the 10 and out of bounds is Jeremy Macklin. It'll be first and goal.
Nice job, oh!
Got Kelsey to the right and Macklin in the slot against T.J. Carey. Just giving a spin move or a pivot move to get to the outside. It allows him to get separation, but really Alex Smith buying time on his own, using his legs to get outside of the pocket.
Puts it in now.
Second down and goal at the 3. Alex Smith out of the shotgun, pump faking. He'll run right up the middle. He'll trot into the end zone. Touchdown, Kansas City. Alex Smith able to go right up the middle, and the Chiefs answer the Raiders' touchdown with one of their own.
They caught the Raiders in a man-to-man defense, and nobody's assigned to Alex Smith. They're trying to get to a bunch look here at the bottom. Kelsey's going to try getting outside. They got the whole combination going, but they're in man-to-man, so nobody is locked up on Alex Smith.
We've been talking about this guy from the very first game he started this year, that he's been able to use his legs as a weapon.
Yeah, this was a good one. You expect it when two good teams are playing each other. I mean, listen, they've been in every game here. This is a good football team, so we knew it was going to be a battle for 4 quarters and kind of prep it that way and come in mentally prepared for that.
After surrendering 80 yards and 7 points to start the game, the Chiefs clamped down on the Raiders' offense for the rest of the first half, holding them to an average of just 13 yards over their next 5 drives. But the Chiefs' offense, saddled with poor field position throughout the half, struggled to take advantage.
15, 20, 25, and slides up to the 28-yard line.
Just as it seemed they were ready to break through before halftime, a costly mistake changed the scope of the entire game.
Here comes a blitz. Alex Smith throws right, Kelsey wide open. 40, 35, hesitation move. Cuts back left.
Inside the 25-yard line, lost the football. This is Woodson. Woodson back down the sideline. To about the 35.
Well, the Chiefs haven't had a turnover since the Minnesota game, their last loss.
You know, it felt like that opening drive. We marched right down and felt really good about it, and then we got backed up there a couple, you know, seemed like 3 drives, and then the two fumbles. Felt like we kind of self-inflicted.
And a 40-yard fumble return has given Oakland this opportunity.
Carr
throwing for the end zone. Touchdown, Michael Crabtree.
Carr sandwiches a throw in between two Chiefs defenders, and Oakland takes the lead at 13 seconds remaining in the second quarter.
Many consider Derek Carr to be one of the most exciting young quarterback prospects in the NFL, and he showed why here. The Chiefs had six defensive backs in coverage on the play. Cornerback Sean Smith had Michael Crabtree blanketed to the outside, and Eric Berry covered the middle of the field. That left Carr with a minuscule target at which to aim his throw. After his release, the ball traveled more than 30 yards in 1.3 seconds, with an average velocity of more than 50 miles per hour, hitting the target right on the bullseye. If the pass had been a little slower or less accurate, it likely would have been intercepted. But it was perfect. And the Chiefs suddenly found themselves in a heap of trouble going into the half.
So it's 14-7 at the half in favor of Oakland. And for the second week in a row, the Chiefs found themselves in a position they weren't necessarily used to.
You look at the first half, the Chiefs offense committed seven penalties. They had fumbled the ball twice in the first half, marking the first time they'd actually turned the ball over in 49 days, spanning six games. It's not the start that they were looking for. But the Chiefs defense wouldn't wait long to respond. They forced three key three and outs late in the first half, gave up just 9 yards, really gave the Chiefs offense a chance to stay in the game.
And you mentioned the three and outs. When the offense is struggling like that, needs the defense to step up, and they would even have some turnover opportunities in the second half.
They would, and they would come on a quarterback who doesn't give you many opportunities to make plays against them in Derek Carr. But we spoke all week going into this game about Marcus Peters, who grew up less than 10 miles away from the stadium in Oakland, and Tyvon Branch, the veteran safety who had spent the first 7 years of his career in Oakland, and just how much they were looking forward to getting out there and making plays for the Chiefs defense, continue this winning streak. And we saw in the second half they would have some opportunities to make some plays.
Down seven on the road against an Oakland team growing more confident on every play.
Smith going down again.
It didn't seem like it was going to be Kansas City's day as the second half got underway at the Oakland Coliseum.
Chiefs get their hands on the ball first here in the second half. Charkandrick West in the backfield goes right up the middle. 30-yard line to the 35 and slams into the two Raiders safeties.
But winners of 11 straight in 2015, the Chiefs made a habit out of succeeding amid seemingly dire circumstances.
Smith, throwing. There's Kelsey.
Breaks a tackle, 30, 25, and just runs over the Raider defensive back, Woodson. A 26-yard crossing pattern, catch and run.
And now the Chiefs with an opportunity. Wilson comes in motion. Ware, handoff, goes
yes.
into the, plows into the line, breaks a tackle, touchdown! Kansas City, Spencer Ware, 230 pounds of power, runs over Nate Allen, and the Chiefs can tie the game.
Let's go, man! About the first half, you know, field position wasn't very good. You had too many penalties that added into that. Second half, we kind of came out and I thought I did better all the way around and tightened kind of things up on both sides of the ball.
You know, obviously in the second half, the ball spread around a little bit. Alba had a big-time reception there, broke a few tackles. Kelsey had a big reception as well. Mm-hmm. But, you know, that's what it's all about, man. You know, everybody's here. We're all on the same page. Everybody's here to help this team win.
Motion to the far side of the field, and that pass over the middle and complete. Far.
The Raiders quickly responded with an efficient 13-play drive of their own.
Derek Carr takes the snap. Quick pass right side. It is caught and an easy touchdown.
The Chiefs' offense failed to muster a first down on the ensuing drive.
15-yard line and the Chiefs are three and out after the Oakland touchdown.
And quickly handed possession back to the Raiders with good field position to start the fourth quarter.
For Kansas City, play action fake. Carr to throw, being chased, and now he shovels it off, and it's caught at the 40-yard line. Murray spins off a hit, stays on his feet.
Carr throwing far side, and he's got Amari Cooper open for the first down.
After a flurry of explosive plays, the Raiders were suddenly on the brink of scoring a touchdown on their third consecutive drive. And once again, the game seemed to be slipping away from Kansas City. But as often seemed to happen during the course of an unforgettable 2015 season, the Chiefs suddenly, almost inexplicably, made a play to change the game.
But Carr's going to throw with time. Now turns right and trying to get away. And the Chiefs, now he throws it. It's intercepted. Intercepted by Maga. Maga in the open field. He's at the 40. He's at the 30. Josh Maga going left. Look out for the receiver. Maga stiff arms him, but he's down at the 1 yard line. Derek Carr, who hasn't made big mistakes all season long, just made a gigantic mistake.
NFL quarterbacks are judged not just by their ability to create big plays, but also by how well they prevent others from making big plays at their expense. Since quarterback pressure factors so heavily in many of the interceptions and fumbles that take place in NFL games, many quarterbacks seek to reduce the amount of time they hold onto the ball before making a throw. Since the average sack takes place in just under 3 seconds, any quarterback holding onto the ball longer than that is likely gambling to a certain degree. Here, Derek Carr held onto the ball for almost 7 seconds. At the last second, a receiver popped open in the middle of the field, but Carr was simultaneously hit in the back by outside linebacker D4, and the ball floated into Josh Mauga's waiting hands.
That was good. I told him he probably hadn't run that far since high school. You know, I mean, that was a... those legs got heavy there about the last 5 yards.
You know, our D-line did a great job, you know, getting some pressure on him, getting him to scramble around in there. And I just see the ball in the air and it just falls into my hands and then put our offense in a great position to score and put us in a great spot.
On second down and goal to go at the 1. Quick pass, Macklin, wide receiver, touchdown on a wide receiver screen from inside the 1. And Macklin takes the football and slams it into the facade in front of the black hole. And the Chiefs tie the game at 20-20. And an Oakland native out of McClymonds High School, Marcus Peters has had a profound impact for Kansas City.
Throwing. Batted away and almost intercepted. Great play by the rookie Marcus Peters.
A high school phenom here in the Bay Area knocks down the pass, flipped it in the air, and it was nearly intercepted.
Over the course of his spectacular rookie season, Chiefs corner Marcus Peters proved time and time again that he was no stranger to the big stage. He picked off a pass on his first NFL snap, and in primetime a week later, he took an ill-advised Peyton Manning throw 55 yards the other way for 6.
The sweet nectar of the end zone.
But the Chiefs' Week 13 game in Oakland represented quite possibly the biggest stage of all for the young corner. Marcus Peters was home, just a few miles away from his high school stadium, and with dozens of friends and family on hand, the Chiefs' rookie corner was determined more than ever to put on a show.
Derek Carr pump faking, throwing long, and overthrows the intended receiver, but a flag has been thrown on Peters.
Pass interference, defense, number 22.
Quick slant, caught Amari Cooper in front of Marcus Peters.
On 3rd and 13, Carr throwing far side, and he's got Amari Cooper open for the first down.
Amari Cooper beating Marcus Peters at the right sideline. Back to throw, Carr, crossing pattern, a wide open Michael Crabtree. And the Chiefs were confused in their coverage.
No, he was amped up. Yeah, he was amped up. He loves play anyways, but not coming home, so... Got after him a little bit early, but he came back and made plays. That's what he does. And he'll learn from it. A young guy. You know, you love that he loves to play the game.
It wasn't a perfect day for the young corner. But midway through the fourth quarter, as the Raiders' offense moved towards midfield, opportunity arose for Marcus Peters to make his mark.
Peters against Amari Cooper. Two backs back with Carr. Carr to throw, under pressure, floats a pass that's going to be intercepted by Peters in the left flat. He's at the 45, at the 50, the Oakland native, 40, 35, still on his feet, down to the 20, and all the way down to the Raider 15-yard line. He, along with his father, turned around McClymonds High School here in Oakland, and now he might have turned this game in the Chiefs' favor.
And Marcus Peters, with his 100 or so friends and family, celebrating the interception and the return.
Like many of the Chiefs' opponents in 2015, Derek Carr learned here that you throw to Marcus Peters' side of the field at your own peril. Carr's pass was intended for Michael Crabtree, running this post pattern out of the slot. The play was designed to move Peters out of the way as he followed Amari Cooper on this deep post down the middle of the field. but Peters' eyes never left the backfield. And as Cooper made his break, Peters passed him off and jumped into the path of the oncoming pass. When Crabtree tripped, Peters was left in perfect position to make the uncontested interception.
Man, it started off rough, man. My emotions was playing with me, man. Like, I can't stop moving right now. My legs are just shaking, man. It's the life of a cornerback, man. Sometimes we're going to get beat, man. And, you know, all it takes is for the short-term memory and to come back and just keep playing the next play mentality.
He talks about making a big play all the time. We actually bet on who's going to make the play in these kind of moments.
Better get it right.
You know, we do it in practice all the time. You know, everybody in the secondary, we all bet to make those plays. So, you know, that kind of competitiveness is definitely there, and it translates to the games.
Second and 10. Charcandrick West, play action fake. Now it goes right side to Macklin between two defenders. 10, 5, touchdown! Kansas City, touchdown, Jeremy Macklin on back-to-back offensive possessions, fueled by back-to-back big-time picks.
Great call. Great call on that play.
And the Chiefs take a 26-20 lead.
Proud of the team. To come out on the winning side of that is it's a tribute to our guys. But listen, we're just creeping over 500, and so we got a few games left here. We gotta keep pressing.
Let's see what kind of play the Raiders come up with here.
Third and 9. Two backs with Carr. In the pocket.
Oh.
Now fires it late. The pass is going to be intercepted off a tip. Intercepted by Kansas City. Picked off by Tyvon Branch, the X-Raider.
To the end zone. Yes, touchdown.
A third interception for Kansas City. One has been by an Oakland native. And now another one by a former Oakland Raider, Tyvon Branch. And this is over. 21 fourth quarter points. That's putting the hammer down, folks, with three interceptions.
So the Chiefs get the win in Oakland, which we know is a tough place to play, but a huge part of this game was the handling of Latavius Murray.
Latavius Murray had just 7 carries for 18 yards in the second half, put him in a lot of throwing situations, and the Chiefs' defensive backs were able to capitalize.
Yeah, defensive backs, including Marcus Peters, who had another great game, and that came in front of Oakland, which is his hometown crowd. So awesome to see that for Peters in this day.
As we saw it in the postgame interview, everything that this game meant to him, the passion that he had for playing in front of his home crowd, had a lot of family and friends there. Tyvon Branch's interception really sealed the game, but the one that really changed the game was Josh Malgus, because at the time, the Chiefs were trailing. It was early in the fourth quarter. It set up one of Jeremy Macklin's 2 fourth quarter touchdowns, and that ultimately is what led the Chiefs to picking up the win and sweeping the division for the first time in more than 20 years.
Yeah, their 6th win in a row. It came against the Raiders. The next week would be another AFC West opponent in the Chargers. We'll have to wait next week for that on Chiefs Replay.